Welcome to Beautiful Feet Podcast. Today we're going to be talking about the movie Won't You Be My Neighbor. I'm here with Jessica. I'm going to actually hand it over to her for a brief moment. We're going to go ahead, we're going to review the movie, and we're going to give our top five lessons that we learned from the movie. But Jessica's going to go ahead and first give us an overview of the movie. So Jessica, go ahead.
Thank you very much, Anthony, for that wonderful intro. So, we'll just jump right into it here. Mr. Rogers was the creator of Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. He was inspired to create the show after seeing what was available to children at the time. In his quiet manner, he invited the television audience to be his neighbor. Mr. Rogers spoke on a variety of topics. He sang songs, most notably, "Won't You Be My Neighbor?" and "It's Such a Good Feeling," which are the opening and closing themes. During the course of each episode, viewers were introduced to various characters from the land of make-believe, such as Daniel Tiger. The biopic, Won't You Be My Neighbor, explores the show's history as well as the life of its creator, Fred Rogers. He was a Presbyterian minister from Pennsylvania, a devoted father and husband. He taught us about love. Most notably in the film, there's this concept of 143, 1 standing for the I, 4 standing for L-O-V-E, love, and 3 for Y-O-U-U. So 143 equals I love you. And that he liked us just the way we are. This film will definitely be added to our DVD collection.
Thank you. So that's what the movie's about. It was a fantastic movie, but we're going to jump straight into the five lessons that we kind of took from this movie. This is in no particular order, but bear with us. I'm going to start off. The first one, love is greater than hate. This is just a brief idea. Is basically, he believed in loving people, showing them love, showing them that they're cared for. And we're going to talk about this more in a moment. But number two, it's okay to let people know how you feel. He felt like that, you know, people needed to know it's okay to share your feelings and your emotions in a healthy way. He also let people know that it's important to let people know that you believe in them. Again, you're dealing with a group of young children. Over time, the way we treat them often says who they're going to be. The next lesson was encouraging people should be our number one priority. Basically, it's the idea that our job is to encourage people, not to discourage them. And I think the final one, like that I really dug into, was in times of high criticism, never respond in anger. That meant so much to me because Mr. Rogers, unknowingly, I didn't know this, he dealt with a lot of people criticizing him or mocking the show, and he never responded in anger. And that really helped a lot of people. So now we're just going to have a brief discussion on some of these things. So let's go ahead and discuss. What do you have to say, Jessica?
Honestly, the biggest things that I learned from this movie was, again, like you said, the person that he was on screen was also the person that he was in real life. Like, Mr. Rogers was not just a character that he played for the kids, and then he was completely different when you met him in person. Like, Mr. Rogers and Fred Rogers, they were one and the same.
Yeah, I actually really like that fact, because the simple fact is, like, who we are in real life, it should be projected in our public life. And that was a big thing. One thing that I really liked was this concept of, like, showing people how much you care for them. Because I could tell you, growing up, I felt like I was really discouraged by a lot of people, whether it was family members, maybe friends, or people who thought they were my friends. But Mr. Rogers had this way of making everyone feel special, everyone feel like they had something to contribute to the overall life that he lived. That was pretty amazing for me. So, did you have anything else that you kind of pulled away from this movie?
I loved how Mr. Rogers was honest and authentic about getting not only kids, but adults as well that he interacted with to be a listener. Like, when he sat down with you, he really did care about how you were feeling and what you were going through, and just that chance to talk about your emotions.
Yeah, and the simple, I love this. I love the fact that I, as a 30-year-old male, can watch the show now and still understand the lessons that he was teaching, that he was showing these young kids. And that was really one of the points of the show, right? That was really one of the points, was he wanted something that kids and adults could watch together. And that was really awesome to see. What else you got?
I think honestly, again, like, he was a person who was just so devoted to his faith. But on the show, he never talked about it. He just focused again and again about loving people and being kind to people. And again, that acceptance that he just liked you the way you are. Like, that is such a powerful thing.
So he didn't speak about his faith, but he showed his faith. He lived his faith out. That's a beautiful thing. All in all, this movie, like we said, it's a fantastic movie. When it comes out, it's definitely going in our DVD collection. Because I guarantee when we're emotionally drained and when we're dragging, we're going to watch this movie and we're going to get encouraged. So, it was a great movie. Yeah, that's pretty much that. Anything else you want to add before we go?
No, I think this is a pretty good summary. Thanks for including me.
All right, sounds good. Thank you for jumping into Beautiful Feet Podcast. We are definitely going to start jumping into different things with the website, different things with the whole thing. We're going to start adding more podcasts and more videos and just more stories. I'm really going to start cracking down on that. So be on the lookout for that. Hope you guys have a great rest of your week, and God bless.